Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now to assess the newly narrowed fields in all these races, we turn to our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Dompke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
As we just heard in Fred Tice's report, the 10th Congressional District saw a spirited competition in both primaries, but the general election now pits Republican Jeff Perry against the Democrat Bill Keating. Dan, what's going to define that contest, do you think?
Well, I think what we've already heard, namely Perry's conduct when he was a police officer, that'll be an important part of that campaign. And the fact that Perry is so far out in right field, he can touch pesky poll. This guy is really conservative and well out of the mainstream of Massachusetts Republicans as well as the state's voters.
Todd.
Well, no, he is very conservative. There's no question about it. Republicans are encouraged by the fact that Scott Brown carried that same district by almost 60%, so they're hopeful. But obviously there are important differences between Brown and Perry. Perry, of course, has the baggage that Keating referred to and is a great deal more polarizing, you know, in terms of ideology, whereas Scott Brown's a moderate conservative. In fact, like Joe Malone, who the Perry forces characterized as liberal. So there is a difference. So it should be a lot closer than a 60-40 kind of race.
Let me ask you a question about something that Dan brought up. Perry easily defeated former state treasurer Joe Malone, who hammered away at the episode Dan was talking about in Perry's past when he was a police officer and he was connected to two illegal strip searches, but which he did not perform, we should quickly say. Keating hit on that last night, but given the primary election result for Perry, is that issue a non-starter?
Obviously, a lot of Republicans, you know, were not as receptive to that as independents and Democrats will be. And Malone really didn't hammer it as much as it may seem. The problem in getting across an issue like that, of course, there's a lot of complexity, a lot of details to go into. Keating, though, is a prosecutor, and I think we can expect that he will do it.
All right, Dan, the 5th Congressional District. Democratic incumbent Nikki Tsongas, uncontested in the primary, faces Republican primary winner John Galnick. How vulnerable is Nikki Tsongas, given that Republican Scott Brown won the 5th Congressional District pretty big in his U.S. Senate race earlier this year?
Well, Nikki Tsongas is going to be in a tough fight to protect her congressional seat. She knew that regardless of who was going to be the nominee. It's a very conservative district. But her opponent, John Galnick, has his own past that he's going to have to deal with. He failed to register to vote 9 years after he moved to the state. He was arrested for drunk driving. And he worked for AIG, the notorious insurance company, which divided up $100 million in bonuses.
I think Galnick is a very credible candidate. He's a conservative small businessman now. Tsongas is not considered an entrenched incumbent in that she only was recently elected in 2007 in a special race where she only got 52% of the vote. And then in 2008, she didn't have any opponent. So that's going to be a close race.
All right. Question about the 4th District, Todd, where incumbent Barney Frank faces Republican John Bielot. Does Bielot have a chance?
I think he does in a tidal wave year, and this is shaping up to be a wave election, as they say. Bielot is a very impressive candidate. He was a former Marine. He was at iRobot as a manager. Unfortunately, despite his background in iRobotics, the district is made up of human voters with a high degree of human error. But I think he's a very credible candidate, and I think it'll be an interesting race to watch.
All right, Dan, expand on something you were talking about just a minute ago. Do we see the beginnings of what each side is going to say about each other in the congressional races this fall? Republican state party leaders already this morning are saying the GOP came out strong yesterday because of the Democratic do-nothings on Capitol Hill. Is that the way this race is going to shape up?
Well, do-nothing seems to be the opposite problem that a lot of Tea Party candidates are arguing against. They're saying that what Congress did was wrong. They're saying the health care law is wrong. They're going to say that the federal financial reform law was wrong and that attempts by the Obama administration to do something about the economy aren't working. So it isn't so much do nothing. It's doing the wrong things that I think Republicans are going to say.
I agree. Republicans are seizing the big issue, the economy and the reckless spending, as they see it. The idea that of stimulus that doesn't stimulate the economy, of job creation that didn't happen, of our, you know, just increasing the national debt exponentially. It's basically fiscal conservatism they're appealing to.
All right. Let me ask a very quick question about the constitutional offices, state constitutional offices up for grabs. In the auditor's race, it's Republican Mary Connaughton against Democrat Suzanne Bump. In the treasurer's race, it's longtime Democratic activist Steve Grossman against Republican State Representative Karen Polito. Both of these jobs long held by Democrats. Do these Republicans have a chance, Todd?
I think they do. Obviously, for these lower state offices. They're in the shadow of the governor's race. But Karen Polito and Mary Z. Connaughton are both very credible candidates.
Could you say that Z again?
Yeah, Z. That's what I like to put out there so that people know where to put an X next to the name with a Z. But she's a CPA, an experienced auditor.
Yeah, I think history was made last night, that this is the first time in Massachusetts history that two women are going to be facing off against each other in a general election. You have Suzanne Bump, the Democrat, and you have Mary Z. Connaughton on the Republican side. Incumbents won just about every place but one state house race. But this is the primary, so this isn't conclusive.
Okay, and edge to Steve Grossman in over Karen Polito in the treasurer's race?
Yeah, interesting there. You have people who have been party operatives. Steve at the national and state party level and Polito at the local level.
And Todd?
Well, you give Steve Grossman the edge because he has tremendous personal wealth, and of course he has tremendous capability of raising money. But I think Karen Polito is going to surprise a lot of people by driving up visibility on that race and showing in debate that she's more than qualified.
Todd Domke, Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in. We'll talk to you next week as we continue our discussions running up to the November elections.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Always glad to help.